For today's Temen Alechashir, we're going to talk about killing bugs on Shabbos. A couple of years ago in camp, we spoke about killing bugs in general, which is a shayla that's very relevant in camp. But particularly on Shabbos, this past Shabbos, I was sitting in the Beis Medrash before davening, and one of the head staff members came in and said that there was a swarm of ants that had invaded his living space. And he wanted to know what he was allowed to do about that on Shabbos. So this is obviously very relevant here in camp, but it's really relevant year-round. Sometimes we have insects, we have pests that get into our homes, and we're not happy about it. And, you know, you look down at your arm, and you see the mosquito about to bite, right? So the instinct is to kill it. So is one allowed to do that on Shabbos? My experience is that women tend to be more makel about this issue than men are, but we have to figure out if there's any justification for that. And also, what about just spraying bug spray? Is it an issue to spray bug spray on a bug, near a bug? And are there any other etzos of how to get rid of them? So a little background to the issue. Shochet is one of the Lamitas Melachos. It's listed in the Mishnah on Dafayin Gimel in Masechah Shabbos because of the Ayalim Adamim, the skins that were used from the rams to cover the Mishkan. So they had to shecht the rams to make the skin, to use the skins to then cover the Mishkan. The Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, Velo Shochet Bilvad. It's not only slaughtering. Elokol However you manage to kill a creature, and it doesn't really matter what kind of creature it is, a chaya, an oaf, a sheretz, a dog, it doesn't really matter. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Zayin on Beis says, Hahore kina b'shabbos, kahore gamal b'shabbos. If you kill a little fly on Shabbos, we're going to translate kina for now as fly, because the Gemara is assuming like one day if you say kina. If you kill a fly on Shabbos, that's like killing a camel on Shabbos, meaning it doesn't make a difference how small or large the animal is. The Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin and Beis Mesach Shabbos tells us killing tiny insects, chayiv mishum shochet, just like, you know, however, it's important to realize that just like when you trap insects, or when you trap animals, rather, if you're not going to benefit from those animals, the trapping itself would be a mlach shein tzricha l'gufa, because in the Mishkan, when they would trap animals, it was because they needed those animals. So too, when they shechted animals in the Mishkan, it was because they needed the animals, they needed the skins of the animals. So if you're going to kill an animal, but you have no use for the dead carcass of that animal whatsoever, l'chaura, that knocks it down to a mlach shein tzricha l'gufa, which according to the Rambam is nisadar Raisa, but the way we paskin is only in Isser Midrabanan, so we'd at least knock it down to Melacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa. Now the Gemara, the Minchas Chinuch in Mosach HaShabbos Melacha Shochet points out that the Gemara in Kuf Zayin says that if you remove a fish from water, even if it's just Yavash Kisela Bein Snapirav, just a small part of the fish dries up to the point that it will never recover, it will not be able to live, even though right now it's still alive, and if you throw it back in the water, it may swim around for a day or two before it ultimately dies, that's a problem as well. That even doing something now that's going to kill it later is also a violation of this malacha. And that's why Rabbi Riviat in the Lamitas Malachas book in the Malacha Shochet in footnote 3b writes that even making it a treifa, even if it dies afterwards, but even if it dies after Shabbos, but you made it a treifa on Shabbos, that you're going to be chayiv. It's a violation of shochet as well. Rabbi Riviat quotes from a sefer Imre Bina Simul Chav Zayin that spraying is only a grama and therefore might be mutter. However, Rabbi Riviat doesn't like that. He questions that because you're doing a direct maisa in order to feed it poison, and even though hamamid sam hamaves lefnei behemas chaverus patu, the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama says you're not chayiv for killing your friend's animal if you stam in dinei nezikin. If you put poison in front of it, this is not like putting poison in front of it. When you spray bug spray on bugs, this is like taking the poison and sticking it in the animal's mouth. That you would be chayiv in dinei nezikin, and therefore lechari should be chayiv as a direct action in Hilchos Shabbos as well. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph tells us that there may be a major exception to this isser of killing creatures on Shabbos. Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Hargenes HaMacholas B'Shabbos, U'Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel allows killing a ma'acholes, a certain type of small bug on Shabbos. And Rashi explains that it's talking about a kina, like lice, and the reason you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos is that they are not para virava, that only animals that that reproduce with a male and a female and they mate, and that's how they reproduce, only such animals like the ayalim adamim, only those are going to be chayv mishum shochet. But a kina just comes from a person's body. When a person is dirty or sweaty, it's sharetzes mi basar adam. It just comes into being. It spontaneously generates. That's how a kina comes into being. That's how a lice happens, and therefore you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Now this is a problem, because that is scientifically simply not true. So there are a number of approaches in the Achronim. What do you do with that? The Gemara says you're allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos because it's not part of a Rava. Scientifically, it is part of a Rava. So are you or are you not allowed to kill it? Do we say Chazal didn't know because they make these very tiny eggs, they lay these very tiny eggs, Chazal had no idea, but had they known, they would say it's Aser? Or do we say Chazal knew and this is a different type of kina? Or do we say maybe Chazal didn't know, but the Metzius doesn't change the halacha? If Chazal said it's mutter, then it's mutter. All three are approaches that are offered by Achronim. The Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, not Rav Huttner, Pachad Yitzchak HaSfaradi, the encyclopedia Pachad Yitzchak, he said you're not allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos because they are part of a Rava. Chazal were incorrect about this issue. Rav Nissim Karelitz in his Chut Shani in Hilchos Shabbos Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Chafei, says that no, Chazal must have been talking about different kinim, meaning the scientists are correct and Chazal are correct. There must be different lice that they had, but nowadays, our lice, you're not allowed to kill. In the Michtam Eliyahu, in a very famous passage in Michtam Eliyahu, Chelek Dalid, page 355-356, he says we're allowed to kill them bismanenu because the halacha never changes due to the metzius that seems different to us. Even though the metzius to us seems different than what Chazal described, that is not a matter of halacha, that is a matter of metzius. And it could be Chazal meant that they are considered to be as if they are not part of a rava, because that's how it appears to the naked eye. Rav Nevin Sal quotes that this was the approach of Rav Eliyashiv Zichrono Livracha as well. Now, are there, back to our issue, are there any exceptions to this isser of killing bugs on Shabbos? Is it ever mutter? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Tazayin Sif Yod Paskins, Kol Chaya Veremes Shehem Noshchim Umemisim Vaday Neharogim B'Shabbos Afilu Ein Ratzon Achrav. If there are dangerous creatures that can kill, you're allowed to kill them even if they're not chasing you right now. And the Mishmurah says that afilu barchun mipanav, even if they're running away from you. So you're walking around camp early in the morning on a Shabbos morning and you see a bear on Shabbos morning, so even if when the bear sees you it starts running away, you can take out your shotgun and you can kill the bear, because that bear is a dangerous animal. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now what if it's a type of animal that causes injury but not death, like a bee or something like that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ushar mezikin kugon nachash va'akrav b'makom she'ena memisin imratzin achrav mutar lahargam. The imlav aser, if the bee is chasing you, you can kill it. If the bee is minding its own business and is not bothering you, you cannot kill it. Mishbruin Sivkat Memhe explains that since we hold Mlach Shein Shrich Lagufa is only Midrabanan against the Rambam, and killing a bee, it's not because you want to use the dead body of the bee, so it's a Mlach Shein Shrich Lagufa, so it's permissible on account of Tzaira Bialma, the Tzar that it's going to cause, Kedei Shalo Yuzak, so that you shouldn't be damaged. Mishbruin quotes, and the Beis Yosef points out, that that heter only applies to creatures that cause a significant amount of Tzar with their bites, that could be really damaging. But you can't kill small insects that bite, even if by killing them, it will stop them from even if you catch them in the act of biting, the Mishnah Berurah says. So it would seem that a mosquito, not okay to kill. A bee, yes, but a mosquito, no. Shulchan Aruch goes on to say another exception that aval mutar lidarsam lefitumo. If you're walking on the, if you're just walking up the road over here, there are very likely bugs under your feet at some point. Says Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to worry. You don't have to walk around with a magnifying glass, making sure that there are no bugs right where you're about to step, and then you're not killing any bugs. Just go lefitumo, walk like you normally walk, and that's fine. Vafilu b'mskavin ela shemara atzmo kilu ein mechavin. And even if as you're walking, you notice that there's a bug there, and you don't mind killing it, as long as it looks like you're just walking in a natural way. So the Mishmur explains that the Rabbanan never assert in a situation where it doesn't look like you're trying to kill them. And the Mishmur then says that this heter doesn't apply to bugs, but I don't really understand that. I don't know why it wouldn't apply to bugs and only other creatures. Okay, so some practical examples over here. And then with that, we'll conclude the practical examples. Number one, if there is a swarm of insects that invades your living space, like in this past Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and Perchafeha Aruchav Ches, quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that you're allowed to spray around them, but not directly on them. Directly on them is killing them, around them is not killing them, and if you find a non-Jew, that would be even better. He could spray directly on them, he could do whatever. Drowning a bug, you see a spider in the sink, so are you allowed to just turn on the faucet and drown it? The Mishmur in Simchas Shin Tazayin Sifkat Mem Beis says that you can throw kinim into water, because remember, you're allowed to kill kinim, but not other bugs, because kinim would only be asumi drabanan at most, because they're not part of a rava. Other bugs are chashta rice, and therefore you're not allowed to kill other bugs by drowning it. If there is a bug on your utensil, your fork, your spoon, whatever, or on a vegetable, you're not allowed to rinse it for that reason, because you're drowning the bug. If there is a bug in the toilet, as can sometimes happen in camp, in Shalos Shuv Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav Simit Sadi Dalid, he says that he saw that Minchas Yitzchak wrote a tshuva about this. Minchas Yitzchak could be found in Chelek Yud Simchav Zayin, and he agrees with the Minchas Yitzchak to be Mekel, and there are several reasons he gives to be Mekel. First, to flush the toilet, that if the bug is in there, you just flush it. One, he says, is your intention is to get them out of the bathroom, not to kill them. Second, he says, it's only Misasik Bialma, because the primary pu'ula that you're doing is flushing, which is Heter Gomer. It's similar to the Rashba allowing, even though we're in a Paschal way, the Rashba allows closing the door to your house, even though there's a deer inside your house that's going to be trapped, because you're just closing the door to keep Ganavim out. You close the door in general, just to protect your house. So that's what you're doing. So it's like Misasik, you're doing a Maisa Heter. There just happens to be this other side thing that occurs as a result of it that's unrelated. 30 says it might not die from your flush. And if it does, it might be only grumma, because they can survive for a sometimes these bugs can survive for a long time in water, so it might only die later. In fact, the chutshanir of Nisim Karelitz is only makil if it might not die from your flush. If you're confident that it will die from your flush, then Rav Nissim Kralis does not allow it. And a fourth sadakula that is not mentioned by the Shevet Alevi, but it's somewhat surprising, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn mentions it in the Shabbos Home on page 359, is kavod abrios, meaning we're talking about you have a toilet that has stuff in it, meaning, and then you notice that there's a bug there too. So that you could certainly flush, because it's a lack of kavod abrios to have these, to leave the toilet unflushed over the course of Shabbos. That reminds me of a similar shayla we had in camp. The first year I came to camp, I realized that every time I flush the toilet in my, I don't know if it's like this in the bunks, every time I flush the toilet in my cabin, I hear an electronic pump activating to flush the toilet. If you listen closely, I hear it activating. I'm thinking, uh-oh, this is a problem for Shabbos. Every single time I flush, or like, so I asked Rav Shachter at the time what to do. So he said, flush with a shinoi, mishum kavod abrios, you could, it's a drabanan, mishum kavod abrios, you could be mekel. So I said, maybe we should have like a guy walk around all the cabins every, twice a day on Shabbos. He said, I think that would be a chisaron and kavod abrios also. Okay. Spraying insecticides. So if Simcha Bunim Kohn allows spraying insecticide, provided that there is place for the bugs to escape before they inhale the fumes that will kill them, meaning you sort of spray around the area so they can go out, so you spray on the way in. Rabbi Ribiat says that that is questionable, whether it's permissible. I think we can be makel. What about treating lice on a person's head, a child as lice? So the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva say that head lice are definitely the species that you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. And Rav Ribiat therefore allows sprays and powders on a person who has lice in their hair, but he warns against other potential malachas you might do. Like if you soak the hair too much, it could be schita. If you comb the hair, it could be gozes. Now all of these things, if you have a non-Jew, to remove the lice, so then those other things are only a psik resha, and amir lachem and a psik resha would be mutter, certainly if it's for a child. But this issue, the assumption that he makes, that it's mutter to spray to kill lice, is based on the discussion we had before, the different approaches to what our attitude is toward lice, bizman hazeh. Okay, that's a little bit about killing bugs on Shabbos.